morning.
早上好，弟兄姐妹朋友们。
We are continuing with the book of Romans, and we have come to chapter 14.
我们继续罗马书的讲道，今天我们来到了第十四章。
Before that, let us pray.
那在此之前，我们一起祷告。
Eternal God, our loving Father.
永在的神，慈爱的天父啊。
We come to your presence this morning.
今天早上，我们就来到你面前。
Thank you for you being here with us.
我们感谢你在这里与我们同在。
We know every hour, every minute, every second is in your hand.
我们知道每一个小时、每一分钟、每一个时刻都在你的手里面。
We cannot run away from you.
我们不能从你那里逃避出来。
There is no place in this entire universe where you are not present.
整个宇宙你都无处不在、无所不及。
You are sovereignly in control of every details of our lives.
你有绝对的主权，掌控着我们生活的每一个细节上。
I ask you, O Lord, please do a miracle of opening our spiritual eyes and ears this morning.
主啊，求你今天早上就施行神迹，开启我们属灵的眼睛和耳朵。
In order that we may see Jesus.
让我们可以看到主耶稣基督。
That we may understand your word.
让我们可以理解你的话语。
I thank you that for those who belong to you,
我为那些属于你的人感谢你主啊。
You are carrying us every second, every moment of our lives.
每一个时刻，每一分钟，你都保守我们。
Open our hearts so that we may not only hear, but also do your words.
打开我们的心，不仅让我们在这里听到你的话语，我们也可以遵循你的话语。
Oh Father, we also pray today for the Muslim world.
父啊，我们也很想为今天为穆斯林世界祷告。
This month is their fasting month.
这个月是他们禁食斋戒的一个月份。
May you, O Lord, bring a greater harvest of soul among those who are in the darkness in the Islam.
主啊，求你在那些处于伊斯兰宗教黑暗之中那些人，求你能够收割更多的灵魂。
In the greatest name of Christ, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督最伟大的名祷告。
Amen.
Sorry.
We have come today to chapter 14 of the book of Romans.
今天我们来到了罗马书的第十四章。
If you remember, this is how the book of Romans is divided.
如果你还记得的话，罗马书是这样子划分的。
From chapter 1 to chapter 11, the chapter teaches us the very important biblical doctrines.
从罗马书的第一章到十一章，这些章节教导了我们圣经里面非常重要的一些教义。
Doctrines such as doctrines of man's sin.
人的罪的教义。
Of God's wrath towards man's sin.
这个神对人罪恶的这个愤怒的教义。
And of man's salvation through Jesus Christ.
以及通过耶稣基督救赎的教义。
And from chapter 12 onward, the book deals with Christians and how they should live their life day to day.
从十二章开启，你发现就来到了这个更具体的这个基督徒该如何处理日常生活的部分。
How Christians are to live their life, their new life in Christ Jesus.
基督徒该如何在基督里面活出新的生命？
Now in chapter 13, the book of Romans deals with Christian relationship with the government.
在十三章罗马书讲到了基督徒如何处理和政府的关系。上一次我讲到，我们有讲到，还记得吧？
Here in chapter 14, the book deals with another very important subject.
在第十四章的开始，其实讨论了另外一个非常重要的主题。
This subject has to do with how Christians are to live out their life amongst their brothers and sisters in Christ.
这个问题呢，是基督徒如何在基督里面与弟兄姐妹相处有关的。
I want to start today by asking you a question.
在开始之前，我想问你一个问题。
This question is for those who have been Christians for some time.
这个问题呢，是对那些已经做了一段时间的基督徒的。
My question is this.
我的问题是这样子的。
Can you tell me within the teaching found in the Bible, What are the essential teachings and what are the less essential teachings?
你能告诉我在圣经里面的教导，那哪些是核心的教导，比如教义的教导，哪些是不那么核心的教导？
Can you tell me which teachings are at the center of the biblical doctrines?
哪些教导是处于圣经里面的那个内核？
And which are at the periphery?
哪些是处于边缘一点的？
What are the so-called the non-negotiable teachings and what are the negotiable teachings?
什么是所谓的不可协商的、不可讨论的教导？什么是可协商的教导？
The non-negotiable teachings are the teaching that Christian cannot and must not disagree on.
这个不可协商的教导是指的基督徒不能也不应该起争论的教导。
The non-negotiable teachings are the teaching that every true Christian must hold on to.
不可协商的教导是每一个真正的基督徒都必须坚持的教导。
The negotiable, on the other hand, are the things that Christian can and do disagree on.
那另一方面，这些可协商的教导呢，是基督徒可以持不同意见的一些事情。
I give you an example.
那我给你一个例子。
Suppose you move to a new city and you are looking for a new church to attend.
假如你想象你来到了一个新的城市，然后你正在找一个新的教会来参加聚会。
As a Christian who loves the truth, how do you decide if such and such church is the church you will attend?
作为一个爱真理的基督徒，那你如何来决定这个或那个教会你是不是应该值得参加呢？
How do you decide if this is a church that believes in the biblical truth?
你是如何确定这是否是一个跟随圣经真理的教会呢？
Or you suppose you have been here in the Lincoln Road Mandarin Church for a while now.
或者假设说你就在林肯路国语堂教会这里，你问自己。
What are the things that you say yourself? If this thing is being thought, if this thing is being taught from the pulpit, then I'm going to leave this church.
你问自己，哎，如果在这个教会，如果他教导了一些什么东西，那我就会离开这个教会。
As true believers in Jesus Christ, we must be people committed to the truth, which is God's truth.
作为耶稣基督真正的信徒，作为真正的基督徒，我们知道我们必须委身于真理，神的真理。
In another word, there are things that are called the truth.
那换句话说，有那么一些事情是叫做真理的。
They are truth because the Bible teaches them.
他们之所以是真理，是因为圣经是这样教导的。
There are truths that we can say, I'm not willing to negotiate, I'm not willing to compromise on that.
对于这些真理的教导，我们可以说，我们是不愿意协商的，没有商量的余地，不愿意妥协。
So as Christian, you must be able to say, this is the list of truths in the Bible that I cannot negotiate and I cannot accept if someone changes that.
我们作为一个基督徒，我们要清楚地知道说，这些圣经里面不能谈判的真理的清单，如果有人想改变它，我是不能接受的。
You must be able to say, if this church does not believe or does not teach this, this and this, then I will be gone from this church.
你也要知道说，如果这个教会他不相信这个那个，不教导这个或者那个，那我就会离开这个教会。
I'm saying this because perhaps you have seen people leave a certain church because of certain things.
我之所以这样说呢，是因为你也许见到过曾经有些人因为某些事情离开某个教会。
Or maybe you are that person who leaves a certain church because you are not in agreement with what happens in that church.
或许在座的其中的你就是可能那个离开过某个教会，因为你不同意教会发生的某些事情。
Now, if I were to ask you, what are the things that you disagree with? What is your answer?
那如果我问你，你当时你不同意的事情是什么呢？你的答案是什么？
Are they the things that are non-negotiable, or are they the negotiable matters of preference or matters of opinion?
他们是那些不可协商的那些事情吗？还是说可协商的事情？比如说一些喜好啊，一些看法的不同。
This is a rather lengthy introduction.
这是一个很长的一个介绍，在讲到之前。
Why? Because Romans chapter 14 we are going to talk about today deal exactly with this issue.
为什么呢？因为罗马书第十四章，我们今天就要讨论这个问题。
Let us read Romans chapter 14 from 1 to 12 together.
那开始之前，我们大家一起来读第罗马书第十四章一到十二节。那可以看到这个 PPT。一二三，我们开始。信心软弱的，你们要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事。有人信百物都可吃，但那软弱的只吃蔬菜。吃的人不可轻看不吃的人，不吃的人不可论断吃的人，因为神已经收纳他了。你是谁，竟论断别人的仆人呢？他或站住，或跌倒，自有他的主人在，而且他也必站得住，因为主能使他站住。有人看这日比那日强，有人看日日都一样，只是个人心里要坚定，守日的日主守，吃日主守，应当感谢神。不吃的人是为主不吃的，也感谢神。我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。我们若活着是为主而活，若死了是为主死。所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。因此基督死了又活了，为要做死人并活人的主。你这个人为什么论断弟兄呢？又为什么轻看弟兄呢？因为我们要站在神的台前，经上写着，主说，我们凭着我的永生启示，万膝必向我跪拜，万口必向我承认。这样看来，我们必要将自己的事在神面前说明。
In this chapter, Paul is addressing an issue that happens in the church in Rome.
在这一章呢，保罗正要解决当时罗马教会发生的一个问题。
The issue is about certain individuals and about certain things that they do.
这个问题是关于某些人他们所做的一些事情。
There are certain individuals in the church in Rome who do certain things, and other individuals do not do those things.
对于同样的一些事情，罗马这个罗马教会有些人他是这样做的，有些人他是那样做的。
There are certain individuals who believe in certain things to be important, while other individuals believe those things are not important.
有些人认为这些事情很重要，而其他的人呢认为这些事并不重要。
And because of that, they are in disagreement.
正是因为这样，他们意见不合。
They have conflict with one another.
他们彼此有冲突。
Perhaps they even have angry feeling against the others.
他们甚至到了一个地步，说有彼此的这个愤怒。
They judge and they despise the others with whom they disagree.
他们开始批判和藐视他们不同意见的这些人。
And perhaps they even accuse the other as being non-Christian or non-believers.
而且他们甚至指责说其他人是非信徒。
Let us pay a close attention. So please keep your telephone, your Bible open to Romans chapter 14.
我们要好好看一下这段经文，所以你要时常关注你的圣经，或者打开你的手机翻到罗马书十四章。
I will ask these four questions.
我会问一下这些问题。
The first question is, who are the weak in faith and the strong in faith?
第一个问题是，谁是信心软弱的人，谁又是信心坚固的人呢？
Number two is, what is the issue that the strong and the weak disagree on?
他们在哪些方面是意见不一的？
Number three is, why is the weak in faith called weak?
第三个问题，为什么在这里说这些信心软弱的用软弱 来形容他们。
And lastly, what attitude does God want us to have when we disagree with each other?
最后一个问题，那神期望我们应该用什么样的态度来处理这些问题？
In verse 1, Paul says, as to one who is weak in faith.
在第一节保罗说，对于那些信心上软弱的人。
So here we see that there are certain members of the church in Rome whom Paul called one who is weak.
这个保罗在这里面，我们可以看到说这些信心软弱的人是教会的成员。
This is in contrast to another individual whom Paul called the strong. You can see that in chapter 15, verse 1.
在这里面与之形成另外一个鲜明对比的是保罗 所谓的这个信心上坚固的人，你可以在第一节同样可以看到
第十五也都是第十五章第一节
十五章第一节、
The next thing we want to see is this, what happened in the church in Rome and what do this individual disagree on?
接下来我们要看到的是这个那罗马教会发生了什么，这些人到底不同意的事情又是什么。
The one who is weak in faith eats vegetable in verse 2. And this individual considers one day as better than another in verse 5.
在第二节说信心软弱的人他们指出蔬菜，第五节说信心软弱的人他们觉得这日比那日更强。
While the other who is strong in faith eats everything, again verse 2, and considers all days alike in verse 5.
同样在第二节和第五节那信心刚强的他们认为百物都可以吃，他们觉得日日都是一样的。
So the one who is weak in faith perhaps consider eating vegetable will please God more than eating meat.
所以我在想那些信心软弱的人也许会认为吃蔬菜比吃肉更让神喜悦。
So this person avoids certain kind of food because he or she believes he honors God more by doing that.
所以他这个人他可能会说避免某些食物，因为他觉得他相信通过这样做能更荣耀神。
This person also believes that certain day is better.
他也相信某一天应该会更好。
He believes that certain day is more holy or more important than the other days.
他觉得某一天特定的某一天应该是更加圣洁，而且比其他日子更加重要。
So what is the real issue here?
那这里真正的问题是什么呢？
Verse 1 says, Paul says, As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions.
第一节说，信心软弱的，你们要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事。
The last part of the verse is said, not to quarrel over opinions.
最后一部分你们看到说，不要辩论所疑惑的事情。
The original Greek word here is the worddialogismos
这个希腊的原文是说 dialogismos
This is the word from which the English word dialogue comes from
其实你知道英文的话你看到这里这个 dialogue 这个英文的单词对话是从这里面来的
It is something that people have dialogue or discussion about
这是人在进行对话或者讨论某些东西。
Another English translation Bible uses the word disputable matter, which is what the Chinese Bible also uses.
另外一个这个英文翻译圣经是使用的是说有争议的事物。那这个翻译呢，其实也是这个中文圣经里面使用的。
So listen to me. The issue in the church in Rome is about a doubtful matter.About certain opinion that people hold.
所以这个问题发生在罗马教会的是说关于一些有争议的事情，一些可疑的事情。
They are disagreeing about certain practices, certain things that people practice.
关于人持有的某些意见，他们某些做法，他们有不同的意见，关于一些实践。
I want you to pay a close attention here. In here, the issue that they disagreed on is not about a clear command of God.
我想让你好好注意一下，是说，这里他们不同意的问题不是神明确的命令，不是神的命令。
For instance, it is not about the doctrine of salvation.
比如说，它不是关于救恩的教义，对吧？
Not about the doctrines of Christ's divinity.
也不是关于基督神性的教义，对吧？
It is also not about moral issues.
也不是关于一个道德问题。
Nothing about issues such as murder or lying or adultery or anything about moral right or wrong.
比如说，类似这些道德问题，谋杀、撒谎、通奸等问题，或是道德上有对有错的，他们都没有。
But it says in verse 1, the issue is about disputable matter, about dialogismos.
但是第一节里面说问题是关于有争议的事情。
Now when the issue are about moral issue, we must believe that they are right or wrong.
那我们必须知道说当问题涉及到的是道德问题的时候，我们认为是一定有对和错的。
The Bible teaches about moral absolutes.
圣经教导有道德的绝对标准。
They are right and they are wrong things.
有对的和错的事情。
However, the disagreement in the church in Rome in this chapter is about certain disputable matter about man's opinion about certain practices.
然而在罗马教会它这个地方发生的分歧是某些关于有争议的事情，关于个人的意见，一些实践的方式他们不一样。
Today too among Christians, there are also issues that people disagree on.
今天在基督徒当中也有大家持有不同意见的问题。
Some Christians may disagree on issues such as smoking or drinking alcohol.
有一些基督徒可能在对于抽烟、喝酒这些问题上产生分歧。
Some Christians have the opinion that smoking is sinful, while others do not think so.
有些基督徒认为吸烟是有罪的，而另一些基督徒他们不这么认为。
Christians also hold different opinions on theological issues such as the time of Christ's second return.
基督徒也在一些神学上问题持有不同的看法。
Not whether Christ will return, but about the time of his return.
比如说基督再来的时间，但是不是说他会不会再来的问题，而是说他什么时候来。
Some Bible commentaries state that the issue here in the Church of Rome is regarding certain ceremonial practices.
一些圣经注解认为在罗马书十四章这个问题它是关于某些仪式的做法。
Remember the early church at that time was composed mostly of the Jewish people with some non-Jewish or Gentiles.
我们要知道一个背景，说当时的教会，早期教会主要是由犹太人和一些异教徒，就是外邦基督徒，然后他们组成的。
Christians from Jewish backgrounds may cling to a certain things that they bring with them.From the Jewish background.
那来自犹太背景的基督徒可能会以他们带来的某种方式来坚持他们的犹太背景。
Perhaps they value certain day more holy than other days.
他们认为某些日子比另外一些日子应该是更神圣的。
They value certain food to be cleaner than other food.
他们认为某些食物是更加圣洁的，比另一些食物。
On the other hand, the Gentile Christians are from pagan background. They were passed idol worshippers.
另一方面，一些外邦基督徒，那他们来自异教的背景，他们过去崇拜过偶像。
The Gentile believers have associated certain food with the idols that they used to worship.
他们这些外邦信徒，他们将某些食物与崇拜偶像联系在一起。
Like many of us today in this church, we are from various backgrounds.
像我们今天的许多人一样，我们也是来自不同背景的。
For example, I was brought up from an idol worshipper background.
比如说我就是从这个偶像崇拜的背景的这个环境中长大的。
I was brought up being thought that certain days are lucky and certain days are unlucky days.
我在这个成长经历里面被教导说，有些日子是幸运的，有些日子是不幸运的。
You can only marry on a certain day. If you want to open a business, you must choose a day and not the other day.
如果你要结婚，如果你要开一家公司，那请确保你要选一个这个黄道吉日，而不是另外一天。
There are days that will bring good luck, and there are days that will bring bad luck.
有些日子会带来好运，有些日子会带来倒霉。
I'm sure many of you know what I mean.
我相信你们都知道我所讲的意思。
Now, before we go on, let us see who are the weak in faith.
那在我们继续之前，我们来看看谁是信心软弱的人。
And who are the strong in faith that are mentioned here?
谁又是信心坚固的人？
Honestly, I was rather surprised when I was studying, preparing for this message.
老实说，当我在研读这段经文的时候，我感到有点惊讶。
Because if we just read it on the surface, you probably think that the weak in faith refers to non-believers.
那因为如果我们只是表面的去阅读它的时候，你会想当然的认为啊，这些信心软弱的人应该是那些非信徒。
Or you may think that the weak in faith are believers that are not truly committed in their faith.
你可能会认为信心软弱的人，他们是不委身的信徒。
You see the word weak in faith and you immediately think that, well, this must be people who do not love the Lord.
你看到信心软弱这个词，你就会想到，哎，这肯定是那些不爱主的人。
Someone who does not love God or someone who does not honor God.
他们不那么 这个荣耀神，也不那么爱神。
But it actually surprised me to read who the weak in faith is.
但事实上，当我看到这个信心软弱的人，他们真的是谁的时候，让我有点惊讶。
First of all, Paul called this person a brother.
首先，保罗称这个人是一个弟兄。
Look at verse 10. Paul said, "Why do you pass judgment on your brother, or why do you despise your brother?"
在第十节，他说，你这个人为什么论断弟兄呢？又为什么轻看弟兄呢？
So this person who is weak in faith is a brother.
所以这个信心软弱的人，他是一个弟兄。
And when the word brother is used in the New Testament, it refers to people who are truly born again, who are truly Christians and true believers.
当新约里面使用弟兄这个词的时候，它指的是真正重生的人，他是真正的基督徒，也是真正的信徒。
And then if you look at verse 6, it says, the person who is weak in faith, observe the day, do so in honor of the Lord.
他说在第六节你们也看到，他说信心软弱的人，他守日的人，就是指的信心软弱的人，他是为主守的。
So what is the purpose of this person when they abstain from certain food?
那他们不吃某些东西，那他们的目的是什么？当他们不吃某些东西的时候，
The weak in faith abstain from certain food because he want to honor the Lord and give thanks to the Lord.
不吃的人是为主不吃，也感谢神。
So it is clear here that the weak in faith is not someone who does not love God.
所以这里清楚地说明了，这些信心软弱人，他们并不是不爱神的人。
The Bible says here that the weak in faith do what they do because they want to honor the Lord. They want to give thanks to God.
他说信心软弱的人，他们之所以这样做，是因为他们认为这样子可以荣耀神，而且他们也感谢神。
So in other words, the weak in faith is not the kind of person you might think.
所以信心软弱的人并不是你想象的那种人。
Based on these passages, the weak in faith are in fact genuine Christians, Christians who want to live to honor the Lord and to be thankful to the Lord.
信心软弱的人，他们其实是真正的基督徒，他们想荣耀神，他们也感谢神的基督徒。
And the same is said about the strong in faith.
关于信心坚固的也是这样子的。
In verse 6, it says, the one who eats, referring to the strong, eats it in honor of the Lord since he gives thanks to God.
在第六节他说吃的人，也就是指的这些信心坚固的人，是为主吃的，因他感谢神。
So what do we see here?
那我在这里我们看到什么呢？
We see that the disagreement occurs between brothers and sisters.
我们看到这个分歧是出现在弟兄姐妹之间。
Between Christian, genuine Christian who really want to live to honor God and to live a life that is thankful to God.
是那些真正想活出神荣耀，感谢神的真正的基督徒之间。
They are both people who love Christ and they are committed believers in Jesus.
他们是爱基督的人，也是基督的信徒。
So what do we see here?
那我们在这里，我们看到什么呢？
We see that the dispute is not between Christian and non-Christian.
我们看到这个分歧不是在基督徒和非基督徒之间。
The disagreement is not between true believers and false believers.
也不是在这个真的信徒和偏离的信徒之间。
The dispute occurs within the true body of Christ, within the true believers.
分歧它发生在基督的肢体里面，是真正的信徒里面。
Both are committed to God and to the church.
都委身于神的教会，委身于神。
Both sides want to live a life that pleases God, so the disagreement is within the church.
都希望过讨神喜悦的生命，所以这个分歧是发生在教会里面。
So we need to be clear here.
所以我们必须在这里明确。
The issue that these people disagree on has nothing to do with moral issues or certain central biblical teaching.
这里面他们不同意的问题跟道德问题和某些核心的圣经教导是没关的。
Again, the issue is not about central biblical teaching, biblical truths that are considered to be essential or non-negotiable.
这些问题不是关于核心的圣经教导，那些被认为是不可 或缺也不可妥协的圣经真理。
The issue they disagree on is about certain disputable matter.
他们不同意的事情是有争议的事情。
In the near future, I'm planning on preaching on a series of four sermons.
在不久的将来，我将连续讲四次道，尽量连续的讲四次道。
And I will discuss on the essential or the non-negotiable teaching in the Bible.
我会讨论圣经里面哪些是这个基本核心不可妥协的这些教导。
I will discuss the doctrines of the Bible, the doctrine of God, the doctrine of Christ, and the doctrine of salvation.
我会讲到关于圣经的教义，关于神的教义，关于基督的教义和救赎的教义。
Now, you may ask this, why does Paul call certain individual weak in faith and another individual strong in faith?
那你现在可能会问，为什么保罗称这些人是信心软弱的，另外一些是坚固的呢？
So what is the point here?
那这里有什么意思？
To answer that, I want to take you to another church in the New Testament with the similar things happening to them.
为了回答这个问题，我想带你进入这个新约的另外一个教会，也发生的类似的事情。
The church in Corinth faces the same issue.
哥林多教会他们也面临同样的问题。
And you can read that later on in chapter 8 and chapter 10.
在哥林多前书第八章和第十章。
In 1 Corinthians 8:7, it says, "Let us read together."
我们一起来读哥林多前书第八章第七节，在斯莱城。他们的良心既然软弱，也就污秽了。
So in the church in Corinth, some believers have difficulty eating certain meat.
所以在这个哥林多教会，你也看到一些信徒他们在吃肉某些肉的时候也有挑战。
These are believers in Christ who were one time pagans before they come to Christ.
在他们成为基督徒之前，他们之前也是异教徒。
They know that certain meat sold in the market has been dedicated or has been offered in the temple before it was brought to the market.
他们知道在市场上出售的某些肉啊，在这个卖之前一直在这个异教徒的庙宇里面献祭。
So when they see this meat, they do not want to eat it.
所以当他们看到这些肉的时候，他们就不想吃。
Because these believers were once worshippers of idols and so-called God with a small g.
就是这些信徒曾经也是这些偶像崇拜偶像和这些所谓的这些神。
And they still have a certain fear and certain respect for the idols that they used to worship.
他们对他们曾经崇拜的这些偶像仍有一定的这个敬畏和某种尊重。
So now that they have become a Christian, their conscience still bothered them when they eat the meat that they know that has been offered to the idols that they used to worship.
所以当他们现在成为基督徒的时候，那他们去吃这些曾经供奉过他们过去敬拜的偶像的这些肉的时候，他们的良知其实会受到谴责。
And you see that today too. You walk into Chinese restaurant, and there right at the front, you can see Guan Yin there.
今天你也会看到，当你走进一些中国餐厅的时候，这个入口的右边其实会有这个观音的神像，也有关公吧，也有。
I have Christian friends who refuse to enter those restaurants when they see Guan Yin at the altar at the front.
我有一个基督朋友啊，他基督徒朋友，当他看到这些观音的祭坛的时候，他就拒绝进入那个餐厅。
Because he, like I, was at one time worshipper of this goddess.
因为他和我一样，也一起。曾经就是敬拜过观音。
Now to these kind of believers, Paul say in 1 Corinthians 10, 25 and 26, we can read together.
那我们一起来读一下哥林多前书第十章二十五节到二十六节。
So Paul tells them the whole world belongs to God.
所以保罗在这里告诉他们说，整个世界都是属于神的。
Everything that has been created by God.
所有创造出来的东西都是神创造的。
The Lord is the only true God.
耶和华是唯一的真神。
All idols are nothing.
所有的偶像，他们什么都不是。
And let's read 1 Corinthians 8:4.
让我们一起再读一下哥林多前书第八章第四节。
So similar thing happened in the church in Rome.
所以类似的事情发生在罗马教会。
So the person whom Paul called weak in faith still does not understand fully who the God they belong to.
所以你看到没？这个信心软弱的人，他们还不能完全理解他们属于的那位神是什么样的。
So Paul reminds them that there is no gods except one true God.
所以保罗提醒我们说，除了一位真神以外，没有其他的神。
All the other are no gods.
其他的偶像都，他们都是非神。
The other so-called gods are in fact what Satan uses to deceive mankind.
其他所谓的神其实是撒旦用来欺骗人的东西。
Idols are what Satan uses to deceive us.
偶像是撒旦用来欺骗我、蒙蔽我们的。
The idols are themselves no gods. They have no real power.
偶像他们不是自己的神，他们也没有真正的力量。
They do not actually exist.
他们其实并不存在。
Paul said, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof."
保罗说，因为地和其中所充满的，都属乎主。
The whole earth belongs to one and only true living God.
整个地球都属于真正永存的神。
The whole earth is under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ.
地和全地都在主耶稣基督的统治之下。
Now allow me to digress a little bit here.
那现在让我稍微偏题一下。
Because I know that the Bible says that Satan is the god of this world in 2 Corinthians 4:4.
在哥林多后书第四章第四节说，圣经说撒旦是世界的神。
What does it mean that Satan is the god of the world?
那这个圣经这样说的时候，它是什么意思呢？
The answer is this, that Satan is only a temporary and a limited god of this world.
答案是这样子的，撒旦只是这个世界上他临时的、有限的神。
Because the world is under the power of sin, and the world is under Satan's influence.
因为世界处于罪的权势之下，而这个世界处于撒旦的影响之下。
But we should not make a mistake, we should remember that God is sovereignly in control over everything.
但是请记住，神有绝对的主权，他掌控一切。
Let me show you this slide.
让我来给你看一张图片。
Is this a right theology?
你们认为这是正确的吗？这是正确的，这个表达方式吗？
This is a wrong theology.
这是一个错误的神学。
Why? Because Christ and Satan are not on equal level.
为什么？因为基督和撒旦他们不应该在同等的位置。
Satan is not equal to God in power.
撒旦的力量他远远不等同于神的力量。
This is who Satan is.
来看另外一张图。
This is who Satan is.
这才是撒旦的处境，我们要明白。
Satan is like a dog on a leash.
这有个很好的形容，说撒旦是像一只拴在猪约上的狗。
And who is holding the leash? God.
谁是这个猪约的持有人呢？是我们的神。
Satan can only do what God permits him to do.
撒旦他只能做上帝允许他做的事情。
If you look in Job chapter 1,
我们知道，在圣经里面，这个约伯记第一章，
Satan has no power beyond what God allows him to do.
撒旦他没有超越神允许他做的事情。
Martin Luther once said that Satan.Is God Satan?
马丁路德他甚至说，这个撒旦他是上帝的撒旦。
I know. I hope you know what I mean by this.
我知道你能理解我所讲的那个意思。
So now let us get back to the text.
那我们回到正题。
So why is the weak in faith called weak?
那为什么这些信心软弱的人他们被称为软弱呢？
It is not because they do not love God.
不是因为他们不爱主。
We already see that in what we described earlier.
我们已经看到了他们这个圣经的描述。
We see that the weak in faith wants to honor God and be thankful to the Lord.
他们其实是真的很想荣耀神，也感激神。
So why are they called weak?
那他们为什么还称作信心软弱呢？
The answer is this, they are weak because they have not obtained a full knowledge of the truth.
答案是这样子的，因为还他们还没有完全的知道这个真理的知识。
The weak in faith do not yet understand the full extent and the full merits of their salvation.
还没有完全的了解这个得救的这个全部意义和价值。
They do not yet understand the merit of what Christ has accomplished for them.
他们还不明白基督为他们所成就的救恩。
So the believers from Jewish background still think that certain Jewish ceremonies are needed in order to please God.
所以犹太背景的信徒，他们仍然会认为某些这个犹太人的仪式是很有必要的。
And certain Jewish traditions are more pleasing to God.
对于取悦神是很有必要的。
And the Gentile believers from pagan background consider certain food to be unclean.
而某些异教背景的信徒，他们认为某些食物是不洁的。
Because of this, Paul said they are weak in faith.
就是因为这样子，他们被认为说是信心软弱的。
So we read in 1 Corinthians 10:26, Paul states, "The earth is the Lord's."
在哥林多前书十章二十六节，保罗说，全地都是主的。
The whole creation is the Lord's.
整个创造都是主的。
And in 1 Corinthians 8:4, it says that idol has no existence. There is no God but one.
第八节的第八章第四节也提到说，也知道神只有一位，再没有别的神。
So in other words, the weak brothers is missing this knowledge in their faith.
换句话说，这些软弱的弟兄，他们在信仰中，他们错失了这个知识。
They do not know that eating or not eating certain food do not bring more or less honor to the Lord.
吃或者不吃某些食物不会给主带来更多或者更少的荣耀。
It is not a matter of outside what you eat or what you drink.
这不是关于那个你吃什么或者不吃什么或者喝什么。
Now, remember, the weak in faith brothers have good intention.
但是我们知道这些信心软弱的弟兄们他们有很好的动机。
They want to honor the Lord, but they are missing certain knowledge of the truth.
他们想荣耀神，但是他们错过了某些很重要的真理的知识。
And because they miss this truth, it hinders them from experiencing the full freedom of believers in Christ.
因为他们错过了这些知识，他们所以也阻碍了他们去体验在作为基督徒的那种自由。
The weak in faith may lack knowledge of their salvation.
信心软弱的他们可能是真的是缺乏对这个救恩的认识。
They have the salvation, but they have not understood the full extent of their salvation.
他们也知道有救恩，但是他们可能没完全的理解他们的。
And they still think that they depend on observation of days or dietary practice as important for their salvation.
他们仍认为这个守日和这个饮食对他们的救赎是至关重要的。
So their weakness is about.Their knowledge.
所以他们的软弱其实跟他们知识有关。
The weakness has to do with their lack of maturity.
跟他们缺乏一定的成熟和认识有关。
Now, do these people to the people who has more knowledge or who are more mature in their Christian walk, Paul warned us not to despise the weaker brother.
但是对于那些有更多的知识、更成熟的这些基督徒。保罗警告他们说：“你们不要鄙视，不要轻看这些软弱的弟兄。”
The Bible warns us that knowledge puffs up, but love builds up.
圣经警告我们说：“知识是叫人自高自大，唯有爱心造就人。”
And to the weaker brothers, Paul warned them not to pass judgment on the strong in faith.
对于软弱的弟兄，保罗也警告他们说：“不要对信心刚强的产生论断。”
So what does the Bible tell us when we face this kind of situation?In Lincoln Road Mandarin Church.
那么回到我们教会来，如果这种情况发生在我们教会，圣经告诉我们怎么做。
First, we must be clear.
首先，我们必须明白。
When it regards God's clear command, when it comes to the issues of moral truth,
当这个涉及到神明确的命令，这些道德的准则的时候。
When it comes to the issue that are non-negotiable, Christian must not compromise.
当涉及到这些不可妥协的这些教义的问题的时候，我们基督徒绝对不能妥协。
We must not give in to that person who holds opinion opposite to God's command.
我们知道，我们绝不能妥协、屈服那些跟神的命令是相反意见的人。
But when we are dealing with disputable matter, God through Paul tell us what we must do.
但是当我们处理一些有商量余地的事情的时候，神通过保罗告诉我们该怎么做。
So what must we do? First, we must welcome the person we disagree with.
第一，他说我们必须要欢迎或者接纳与你不同意见的人。
First one says, welcome him.
第一节说，接纳他，欢迎他。
Now, what is the reason that we must welcome this brother or sister?
那为什么我们要欢迎，要接纳他呢？
Because God himself has welcomed him or her.
因为神亲自接纳了他。
That is in verse 3. God has welcomed him.
你看到在第三节里面说，因为神已经收纳他了。
Second thing we must do is that we must not quarrel.
第二件事情是说我们不能辩论。
First one says not to quarrel.
第一节说到说我们不能辩论。
There are certain things that we as Christians must learn to live together with those who hold different opinions on the non-essential issues.
我们作为基督徒必须学会说跟持有不同意见的人他们生活在一起，当这些问题是有商量余地的时候。
Number three, we must not judge.
第三点，我们不能去论断。
While the strong in faith must welcome the weak in faith must not judge the strong in faith.
虽然说信心刚强的要接纳信心软弱的，但是信心这个软弱的却不能论断信心坚固的。
Verse 4 says, do not pass judgment. And then verse 10 says that, why do you pass judgment on your brother?
第四节说不要论断，第十节说这个不，为什么论断你的弟兄呢？
So we cannot pass judgment on the other person saying that he is not a Christian.
我们不能论断一个人他是不是基督徒。
Number four, we must not despise our brothers, the brother or sister with whom we disagree.
我们不能，第四点，我们不能轻视我们的弟兄，那些我们不同意，在某些意见不同意的弟兄姐妹。
Verse 3 and 10 says that why do you despise your brother? In other words, we must love our brother and sister, even those with whom we disagree.
第三节和第十节都有讲到说，你为什么轻看你的弟兄呢？换句话说，我们要去爱我们的弟兄姐妹，甚至是跟我们有不同意见的弟兄姐妹。
And the fifth thing is found in the verse 15. It says, surrender our right.
第五点可以在第十五节找到说我们要学会舍弃我们的权利。
Consider our brothers more important than ourselves.
考虑我们的弟兄姐妹比我们自己更重要。
If your brother is bothered by certain thing you do, you must be sensitive to his feeling.
如果你的弟兄姐妹被某件事情所困扰了，那你必须保持敏感。
You must stop doing those things in front of him. You know, don't annoy him because of that.
去停止做那些影响你弟兄姐妹他们良知的一些事情。
Why does God tell us this?
为什么神告诉我们这些呢？
Because the brothers and sisters, the weak and the strong in faith, are both brothers.
因为信心软弱和刚强的，他们都是弟兄姐妹。
We are servants of the same master in verse 4.
在第四节我们说我们都是同一位神的仆人。
We serve the same master and we belong to the same master.
我们服侍同一个主，我们也属于同一个主。
And one most important thing is this. In verse 4 it says that God himself has welcomed him and God himself will uphold them.
最重要的是因为神已经亲自接纳他们了，神亲自支撑他们。
So when it comes to the negotiable, let the body of Christ, let Mandarin Church believe that God himself will be the one who will sustain us.
所以当我们去谈到这些可协商的这些事情的时候，让耶稣基督的身体，让我们的国语堂教会，我们相信神他自己将会成为支撑我们的神。
So do not reject your brothers or your sister because of the certain negotiable issue.
不要因为这些事情我们就拒绝了我们的弟兄姐妹。
Do not judge your brother or sister because of certain opinion.
我们也不要离开教会因为这些只是外围的这些问题。
I have a side note here.
我有一个这个有一个清单。
If you are wondering what are considered to be non-negotiable truth, I'm showing you this slide here. This is a list of non-negotiable truth.
如果你想知道这个 什么是我们不可商量的、没有商量余地的这些真理的话，这个是一个这个真理的清单。
You may see other variation in the wording, but this is the list considered to be non-negotiable truth for Christian.
你可能在看到在措辞上可能会有一些的变化，但是这是被认为是不可谈判的这些真基督徒的真理。
I want to conclude with application that we can take home with.
那我现在我们要讲讲实践了。
As we walk in our Christian life, you are bound to meet Christian brothers and sisters in church who disagree with you.
当你进入基督徒这个生活里面的时候，你会发现你一定会遇到这个真正的基督徒弟兄姐妹，但是他们却不同意你的某些观点。
And the opposite is also true that you may disagree with your brothers or your sister.
反过来也是一样的，你也会可能不同意某些弟兄姐妹。
They do not like what you like, and they do not like what you do and how you do it.
他们可能不喜欢你喜欢的一些事情，不喜欢你做的一些事情，还有你做的方式。
And you may not like what they do and how they do it.
你也不喜欢同样的这些事情。
They may not like the opinion you have on certain things.
也不一定喜欢你对某个事情的看法。
They may not believe in certain things that you believe.
他们也不相信你相信的某件事情。
And these are people who love Christ, who are true brothers and sisters in Christ, and yet they do not see eye to eye come to a certain issue.
但是这些人他们都是爱主的人，基督徒，他们都是教会真正的弟兄姐妹，但是他们没有在某些事情上跟你保持一致。
So it is very important at the beginning to know, is it a negotiable or is it a non-negotiable thing?
所以在这开始我们真的很重要，要明白这个哪些是不可妥协的，哪些是可妥协的事情。
So a non-negotiable thing, it is clear, it is non-negotiable.
不可妥协的事情很明确，它就是没有商量的余地。
The truth matter,
因为真理它很重要。
And when the truth is being questioned, you must defend God's truth and do not compromise on that.
当真理受到挑衅的时候，你必须去捍卫神的真理，不要妥协。
You must even be willing to lose your friendship for the sake of non-negotiable truth.
你可能会因此失去友谊。
But the application today has to do with the negotiable matters.
但今天的应用跟一些可以商量的事情是有关。
I notice more often than not, the issue they encounter in the church have to do with negotiable things.
因为我看到通常教会遇到的问题，其实都是一些可以商量、可以讨论的一些事情。
I've seen the majority of things people disagree on in Christian fellowship among believers have to do with negotiable issues.
我看到基督团契里面弟兄姐妹争论的大多的事情其实是可以商量的。
You are bound to meet people who will criticize you.
一定会遇到这个批评你的人。
And likewise, you have criticized others as well.
你也会批评别人。
And that is just part of being in the body of Christ.
这是作为基督肢体的一部分。
If there are over 100 people here, you know what? There are 100 different opinions on certain things.
如果在座的这里面会堂里面有100个人，你才会其实会有对某些事情有100种不同的意见。
So do not move to another church because of what some people say to you.
所以不要因为别人对你说了些什么，你就搬到另外一个教会去了。
If you think that you can find a place where everyone will agree with you, you are not living in reality.
如果你认为你能找到一个人人都认同你的一个地方，一个教会，那你真的不是活在现实中的。
Some may say certain things to you.
有些人可能会对你说某些话。
Some may even offend you intentionally or unintentionally.
或者有意无意的冒犯你。
Very often I see Christians jump from church to church to church because of what certain people say to them. Don't do that.
不要因为某些人对你说了某些话，你就从这个教会跳到另外一个教会，从那个教会又跳到另外一个教会，不要这样做，弟兄姐妹们。
The church is made of sinners.
教会它本来就是罪人组成的。
All of us, I am included, are sinners saved by the grace of God through Jesus Christ.
所有人，包括我自己，我们都是罪人。
We are on our way to heaven, but meanwhile, we are still living in this broken.And sinful world, and we are being changed and being sanctified to become more and more like Christ.
没错，我们是在通往这个天堂的路上，但是同时我们仍然是破碎的，我们正在改变，我们正在成为圣洁，我们也每一天学会去变得更加的完全。
So let us live, learn to live and to love one another.
所以弟兄姐妹，让我们学习如何相处，我们如何相爱。
You may not like what I say today.
你有可能甚至不喜欢我今天讲的东西。
You may disagree with what I say.
你也可能不同意我今天说的一些话。
Or you may not like what Pastor Lee does or what he says.
或者李牧师他做的一些事情，说的话的一些方式。
If what Pastor say is not biblical, then you need to talk to him.
如果他所说的不符合圣经，那你真的确实需要和他好好谈谈。
If I'm wrong, I'm open to your correction.
如果我错了，我很愿意接受你的纠正。
But when it comes to things that are not essential, things that are made of opinion, things that are negotiable, don't leave the church because of that.
但是当它涉及到的不是一些核心的事情的时候，教义的事情的时候，而是那些只是有不同的偏好、意见、可协商的事情的时候，弟兄姐妹们，请不要离开教会。
Let me tell you, there is no perfect church.
让我告诉你，在这个地上没有完美的教会。
And do you know what you must do if you find a perfect church?
如果你找到一个完美的教会，你知道你应该怎么做吗？
My suggestion to you is this: if you find a perfect church, don't join that church.
我的建议是说，如果你找到一个完美的教会，千万不要加入它。
Why? Because why? Because you're going to ruin that church.
因为你一加入，那个教会就完了。
Because you and I are sinners.
因为你和我们都是罪人。
So unfortunately, there are Christians who keep moving from church to church because they are not happy with this church and in that church.
但是不幸的是，我们今天看到很多基督徒，他们从一个教会跳到另一个教会，他们因为这个教会或者那个教会让他们觉得不开心。
They want people to make them happy.
他们希望会众让他们开心。
I'm afraid if you are like that, you are being immature.
如果你真的是这样想的话，我恐怕你。觉得你真的很不成熟。
You must ask God to forgive you.
你要祈求神来赦免你。
If you are one of those people who like to criticize other brothers on the negotiable issue, you need God to change you.
如果你是那个喜欢批评别人、批评弟兄姐妹关于一些可商讨的事情的时候，你需要神来改变你。
So find a church and devote yourself to the brothers and sisters there.
所以找到一个教会固定下来，对你们弟兄姐妹委身下来。
Yeah, settle down and serve together. Don't ask how they can meet your need, but ask how can you bring glory to God by serving the body of Christ.
我们一起安顿下来，来服侍这个教会。不要问他们如何做才能满足你的需要，要问你如何通过服侍耶稣基督的肢体来荣耀神。
And I pray that may this church.May our lives be marked with God's truth.
我真的是祷告说，我们的生命可以，我们这个教会可以成为神的真理的记号。
Saint Augustine in the 4th century said this: In essential unity, in non-essential liberty, in all things charity or love.
这个圣奥古斯丁他有一句话说的很好，说在。基要的事情上我们保持合一，在不重要的事情上我们保持自由，我们在所有事情上我们去爱。
And I pray that God is able to keep you brothers and sisters who disagree.
神能够允许你的弟兄姐妹持不同的看法。
He is the one who is our master.
神是我们唯一的主人。
God is the one with whom, in front of whom we shall fall or stand.
神是我们要在他面前站立或者跌倒的人。
And he is able to keep us until the end.
他能够拖住我们直到末了。
Amen.
Amen.